Come on, girl. Reach out for me. Steve, you want to take this?
He told me it was. Am I on? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm just so thankful to be here with you today. It's been a while since I've been here on the island. I was here about a month ago, but before that, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've been in Pastors Roy and Pastor Marie's home, and I can't tell you what a blessing it has been. Just the rest and the peace and the joy as I'm listening to the water and I'm listening to the birds, having good fellowship. It's just been a real pleasure to be here. And I love Long Island. I lived here for a couple of years, and I felt like there was a real joining in my heart with the moving of God's Spirit and what God is doing here. And there's a cry in my heart for the Lord to move on this island. And I just see pockets of fire. Restoration Christian Fellowship is a pocket of fire that the Lord is building up, that there might be an impact in this area as never before. The greatest visitation is yet before us. Everything that has occurred in times past is but preparation for that which God would yet do as we come to that culmination of an age into the day that is before us. So I'm just thankful to be here and to be a part of you today. And it's good to see familiar faces and new faces, and just happy to be here.
Hallelujah.
So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Father, I just thank you that we can gather together exactly as we are today, knowing that we're here in the center of your will. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for each one who is here. And as I speak, I'm asking for broken bread, Lord, that you would move beyond my words, Lord, to that working of your Holy Spirit in each and every heart. Lord, we thank you that your words are spirit and life, and that we can receive that which we have need of as we come together according to your word. And I just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, if we can look at Psalms 119, there's a few words, verses here that I'm going to read. And I actually have two different messages here. I have my original one, and then I have one that actually I felt the Lord put on my heart before I came this morning. So I guess I am going to go home with an extra message. So praise the Lord. But Psalms 119, starting with verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Yesterday, as we met at Pastor Roy and Pastor Marie's house, I shared just a little bit of my testimony going way back some years. But the a set of circumstances or a touch of what the world often offers us had given me what I call a hurting song. It was a song of sadness. It was a song of pain. And the Lord took that song away and He gave me a new song. And I think we can all say today that we have a new song that the Lord has given to us. It's a song of redemption. It's a song of joy. It's a song of peace. It's a song of hope. Who I am today is not based on what happened to me yesterday. Who I am today is not just because of genetics or who my mother was or who my father was or who they weren't. Who I am today is because of that which Christ did for me on Calvary. Because of the washing of His blood, the water of His word, that which has made me a new person, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And today there's a hope and there's an expectancy in my heart where I can sing that new song. It's a song of triumph. It's a song of victory. I can sing that new song with a boldness and a hope that Christ Jesus has given to me. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The word of God is quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is alive. Hebrews 4:12, piercing even to the asunder of soul and spirit. The word of God is not just something we hear. It's something that works inside of us. The word of God is alive in me. It's working in me. It's through His word that I am changed from glory to glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. That word of God is a discerner of thoughts, the intents of the heart. Now, sometimes I don't know why I said something or why I did something, but the Holy Spirit knows. And He's a discerner of our hearts. He knows our hearts in a way that we don't even know our own hearts. I can remember once a definition of personality that I heard. It was when I was in college. But they said there's four parts to our personality. It's like a window with four different parts to our personality. And there's one part of me that I see and that you see. We see myself the same. There's another part of me that I see, but you haven't seen. I haven't opened that up to you. But then there's a part of me that you see that maybe I don't. We call that blind spots. And then there's a part of me that neither one of us knows. Only God knows. And that word of God that works inside of me, it's not limited to how you see me or how I see me, but it's how God knows me. And He goes, He hears that heart that is turned toward Him. And He'll answer even beyond our ability to cry out. He just sees this heart that is turned toward Him. And then He begins to work in these different areas of our life and in our personality and who we are until all of us is turned toward Him and can glorify Him and give Him praise. And there comes a point in my life, And this is what we're, you know, we are to, we're born again, then as newborn babes, we are to desire the sincere milk of the word. But there comes a point as I'm growing in my walk with him and I'm progressing in my walk with him where it starts to be no longer I, but Christ that is seen in me. This is the hope of glory. This is why Jesus came into this earth. If I could save myself, he wouldn't have died on the cross. But I needed that life that we have in Christ Jesus. And now that same power that raised Christ up from the dead is that same power by which I live in newness of life. It's not my willpower. It's not my good intentions. It's not because I have this kind of a personality or that kind of a personality. It's because of his power that now dwells inside of me. I live and I walk in a newness of life. And it's no longer I, but now it's Christ living inside of me. And this is our testimony, that inner change that God is working within our life. We are called to be or become a witness unto him. We try to do witnessing. That's not our calling. Our calling is to be a witness, to become a witness, that as he is, so am I. In this world, we are called to be a witness unto him in every situation, every circumstance, to the uttermost parts of the earth. It doesn't matter what comes our way, who cuts before me when I'm going on the beltway, you know, what happens in the parking lot or in the grocery store or in my home. There's that potential of turning our hearts toward the Lord and allowing him to come through us in that moment, not only changing us, but speaking his peace and his spirit into that situation. Amen. When there's that dual working, it's pretty awesome. Where God is not only working inside of me, but where I begin to have an impact on the environment round about me. The scripture tells us that we are changed from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And I love that because there's a progression in all of our lives. God isn't finished with any of us yet. There's still more. There's more. Do you want more? There's still more. There's more for all of us. I find that very exciting. I tell my friends, don't worry. God isn't finished with me yet. I'm just a Christian under construction. And he's not done. He hasn't quit. He hasn't given up. He's still working on me, you know. I find that excited that where I am today is not where I'm going to be tomorrow. But there's a progression in that which God is doing. And 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into that same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. As I'm beholding the Lord, as I'm coming to know his heart, I'm coming to know his thoughts, I'm looking to him, there starts to come a change inside of me. In the mirror of who he is, I began to see myself and understand my need. And that opens a door in my life for him to begin to work inside of me. And I'm changed from glory to glory, from encounter to encounter, time and time again, as I come into the presence of the Lord, there's a change working inside of me. The verse just before that, verse 17, it says, "Now where the Lord is that Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And you know, sometimes we use that just to speak of a certain level of freedom in a service or in a meeting. But if you look at the context of that verse, Paul is comparing the old covenant with the new covenant, where now it's just not the law written on stone, but the word of God is being written in hearts. And where that Spirit of the Lord is, where he's present, where he's working, where he's active, there is liberty to change. There's freedom. That's what he's talking about, being changed from glory to glory. And that liberty is the liberty of the Holy Spirit within our hearts and within our lives that brings an inward change, which begins to be seen outwardly. Why? Because the word is being written in our hearts. That word is alive, it's active, it's discerning our thoughts, and it's separating soul from spirit so that Christ can be seen in us. Christ in you, Christ in me. I can remember Hattie Hammond saying, an elderly lady ordained with the assembly. She was a pastor for over 60 years. And she said, when you come and stand before the Lord, you can't offer your works. What did he say to all the churches? I know your works. I know all those things. The only thing we can bring back to the Lord is that measure of Christ that has been formed in us, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, where we're pressing toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, where every part of my life, every thought, every action, every relationship, everything that I do, starts to bring glory to him. Why? Because that's whom I'm becoming, who he is. We've been predestined to be conformed into his image and likeness, to be partakers of his divine nature. And as Christ is becoming formed in me, that seed in me has all the potential for all that I need to grow. But now I'm cultivating the soil of my life so that seed can come forth in its full potential. And as I do, Christ comes forth. It's no longer my choice, but who I am. Why? Because I've been changed. I mean, we can make decisions and we can wrestle with our flesh and we can, but why not come over to the life side of the cross? Why do we want to spend all of our lives dying and dying and dying? Why not come over to the life side of the cross, where it's Christ that's living inside of me? Woohoo! Hallelujah! And enjoy that life. We've been called to be joined together with him, seated in heavenly places. Whereas the challenges that this life brings, we begin to look at them from that point of being seated with him. And he gives us the wisdom. He gives us the strength. He gives us the key. He gives us that which we need so that we can not just be a conqueror, but more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Victorious. Hallelujah. Sometimes there's so much life bubbling up in me, I don't feel like I can contain it. It's like, it's Christ in me. It's his spirit. He's alive. Hallelujah. That power that raised him up is now living in me. And it's quickening me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the abundant life that we've been called to live. It's a life joined with Him as we are yielding our lives to Him. Yes, He's working inside of us, but then there starts to come an impact round about us because of that presence of Christ that is within us. We have this treasure, 2 Corinthians 4:7. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. I believe we're all born again, that we understand salvation, that we have received Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have this treasure within these earthen vessels. Now the Lord is starting to remove all the rubble from my life. All that would stand in the way of Christ being seen inside of me. So there might come that witness and that testimony that I'm called to have in a hurting and in a searching world. It's God, Philippians 2:13. It's God that's working in me to will and to do His good pleasure. It's God. I'm His. I have committed my life to the Lord, and He's working inside of me. Ephesians 2, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should, notice that word should, walk in them. Choice. Choice. Choices that we make. That which God has foreordained for us, that which is available to us, that which the Lord desires for us. Have you ever had a child where you just desired so much for them, but they just wouldn't make the right choice to enter into the fullness of the blessing that you had all prepared for them, if they would just make that choice to enter into that which was prepared for them? Choices that we all make. I believe that's what this dispensation of time is all about. Choice. As I make choices, Revelations talks about the bride making herself ready, arraying herself in fine linen, clean and white. That the fine linen is the righteousness or the righteous acts or the right choices of the saints. And as I'm making those right choices, as I'm looking to the Lord, Lord, what is your thought? Lord, what is your heart? How do you want me to respond to this? Lord, I know all this is out there, but what are you doing in here? What do you want to do in my life? Is there an adjustment in here? Is there a further touch from you? Are you working inside of me? As I'm making those right choices, there's not only arraying myself in fine linen, clean and white. That's the garment of the overcomer. I could go through scriptures. Amen. There's not only an arraying myself of fine linen, clean and white, but there's that Christ in me that is coming forth, that incorruptible seed. Christ is coming forth inside of me, yes, where I'm able to say experientially, yes, not just judicially, yep, but experientially, it's no longer I. This isn't me, trust me. That's not how I would respond to that. And that's not the way I would react. But now it's Christ inside of me. He's given me His love. And He's changed the way that I look at things. And He's put within me a desire to please Him. Where I begin to count everything else but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Him. And there starts to come what we've called a divine displacement. John Wright Follett used to talk about that, where my love for Christ becomes sufficient enough that I'm willing to allow the cancellation of my life for His. My love for Him becomes so much that I'm willing to let go of my ways, my thoughts, my background, my opinions, all of that, so that He might have preeminence, that He might rule and reign, that I might be joined with Him in who He is. I don't know of any greater relationship you could ever have than that relationship that I'm talking about with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no human relationship that can ever meet that place within us that was created for the Lord. And when that relationship is in order, and we're allowing the Lord to work in us, all of a sudden the other relationships start to work out. They start to fall into place. But it begins right here in our own hearts with us and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What a glorious calling. What a glorious calling to be a witness of Him in the time that we're living in. Isn't this what people are looking for? Love? True love, not the kind that hurts, but true love. Isn't this what people are looking for? Peace, joy, contentment. Isn't this what the world is looking for? This is what God has made available to us. And what we are able to demonstrate to others when our life is in order. The verse that I want to close with, if I can find it, is now, I can't find it, but you probably can quote it better than me, but now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask, according to His power. That's what I'm talking about this morning, resurrection, life, and power. But according to His power that works in us, unto Him be glory. Where? In the church. Who's the church? Us. Unto Him be glory in the church. Amen. Both now and forever. Yes. World without end. Yes. Do we hear that? World without end. Oh, that's a whole message in itself. World without end forevermore. Yes. Amen. Amen. May God bless you. May the Lord continue to draw you ever closer to Himself. May the Lord bless you with all spiritual blessings. May the Lord meet you in every area of need within your life, because it's available in Him, and He can bless you with that. May the blessing of the Lord rest upon you and be with you. Amen. Amen.